With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we'll get to the kickers coming up in a bit also. After the news dump, you got to stay with us. 92.3thefan.com, radio.com app. The Indians beat the Yankees so bad, Aaron Boone wants to change the rules. That's how badly the Indians beat the Yankees earlier this week. 216-578-0092. Lima, there's while we were talking about this with Daryl, there's a new story that just broke. And this is, it was tweeted out minutes ago. NFL players and owners have expressed an openness. We were talking about the preseason and how to contract the preseason without trying to expand the regular season or any of that stuff, because this all comes from Baker not playing on Saturday and Odell not playing on Saturday, and it's kind of like, okay, well, how can we still be entertained? NFL players and owners have expressed an openness to expanding the playoff field from 12 to 14 teams, a change that would help offset revenue loss by cutting the preseason to 3 games, which is considered likely as sides begin another bargaining session today in Chicago, according to numerous sources familiar with the talks. That's Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport of NFL.com. So while sources say there some have crystallized such the expectation of increased maximum salaries benefiting the middle class of players, everything is fluid until the deal is done. Figuring out the revenue split will dictate when that can happen. Says they're still trying to get the more than the guaranteed 47% of total revenue the players are under the current CBA, and also trying to get guaranteed contracts as well, which... Unless you're able to go through a good long labor strike, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do that. That's just how I feel about it. So, would you want to go to 12 to 14?
Well, the first thing, playoff teams? My first obvious question, if you go to 14, is what's the format? Does that mean only one bye in each? Is I'm looking at various brackets, and that I don't know how you do that with two byes. I mean, maybe there are various ways of looking at that, but the brackets I'm looking at would have one bye.
You would probably have to get a couple byes, wouldn't you? Couldn't you get a couple byes?
Well, if you do that, then what does it look like? Like, explain what it looks like. I mean, we'll have to obviously explore that.
Because you're getting one more playoff team from each. If you go from 12 to 14, so you're getting four, six. Okay, so you get one more there. You could probably put another bye in, couldn't you?
I mean, show me in the breakout would work.
That's kind of hard to write down real quick. Right off the top of my head, wouldn't you go two wild card teams and then the lowest divisional winner plays the worst wild card team? And that, because if you're adding another wild card, right? Right?
Right.
Because you go to seven teams.
You get the bye before the Super Bowl. Would you take that out? We went through that for a couple of years where there was no off.
Oh, I'll take that out. I'll take that out.
Well, we've always said,
I have no problem with that. Yeah, just go right to it.
Let's kick back the Super Bowl a week later, which I think, what would fans care about that other than we've always wanted it to be that national holiday?
You're already in February. You might as well keep going in February
if you want to do it that about way. That.
Yeah,
fans.
You wouldn't care.
So I would assume the first round, tell me if I'm wrong, it would be one of the divisional winners against the lowest seeded wild card. So if you had like an 8-8 or something like that in there, would that immediately the fans go, yeah, but you're going to get some 7-9 garbage that gets in.
So you already
that's,
do.
Yeah, that's Wait a second. That's a you, risk. You yeah, are, but you're going to get that more than
look,
you usually
I've
do.
Always, I've always said that, you know, I never wanted the playoffs to expand. But if it means you still get to keep 16 games and you eliminate a little more preseason, I'd be fine with that.
Got more teams going for it. You got less teams maybe taking some time off.
As long as you're still rewarded. See, I want the best teams in each conference to be rewarded for having an excellent regular season.
That's true. Well, that's why.
So I want buys.
The top two would get the way I would look at it. How do I do this? Top two would get buys. Well, what would you do with the other?
Well, that's why I said let's do this during the break.
All right. 216-578-0092. We got a couple of people in here. Let me get to Andy and Madonna. He's got a really good suggestion. Andy, you're next up on the fan. Go ahead.
Guys, I've been thinking about this for a long time. It's 17. It's one buy. You put an emphasis on being the best in your conference. Then you've got three other games going on that weekend. The team that gets the bye picks who they get to play. All these schedules for the playoffs aren't decided until we have outcomes anyway. So imagine the Patriots.
I love this.
We beat the Jets twice this year. We're taking on the Jets again. Then the Jets are like, Oh, hell no. Okay, that you're picking us? I'm telling you, that would change the whole landscape of the playoffs and make it extremely exciting.
Well, look, people
would
say,
what's funny is people would say logistically it wouldn't work, but it would, because right now they reseed. This isn't the NCAA tournament. They don't just move on. It's always been a reseeding of sorts in the NFL playoffs.
So you could do it. So you would pick your opponent if you were the best?
You've always gotten the better seed.
Oh, that's so good.
Now you get to actually choose that better seed.
That is so amazing.
I love that.
Because if you think about, well, if you were them, you play the Jets twice, you got to feel your due. Like, if the Browns beat the Steelers twice, we're division champions.
This adds to the storyline.
If I beat the Steelers twice, you know what? You can go through somebody else. Mm. You can go through people. I know I'm going to get called, and that's fine. You can go through somebody else. I'm not going to risk it a third time. If I get you twice in a season, no way in hell am I playing you if I get that choice.
Yeah, there's always a hot team that
not
wins five
chance.
Or six again. Do you not want them?
But either way.
I'll take anybody else.
And
you've seen my game plan twice. I'm going away from you. No way.
And then think about it. It's that team. You're now ruffling the feathers because we have the chip on the shoulder. They chose us. Well, now we're coming for them. Who wouldn't love this? This would be amazing. Both teams get what they want. Both teams, the team that gets the bye, they get to pick the team they feel is weakest, so they get what they want. The other team's like, they picked us. All right, here we go.
I want to jump back into this after the news dump. Stipe Miocic is your world champion in the UFC. We'll get to that in the news dump. We'll get back to this. And also, the Indians beat the Yankees so bad, Aaron Boone wants to change the rules of baseball that have been in effect for over 100 years. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. 216-578-0092. What came out, Andy and Medina came up with an incredible idea just about 5-10 minutes ago, where NFL.com came up with, or they didn't come up with an argument, they have rapport here. Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport say that the playoffs could go from 12 to 14 teams. It puts 7 teams in each conference, and you would automatically, well, let's add byes. Kid said, well, let's have one bye. But do you get to now, if you're the second team, do you choose your opponent? Can you make that choice? Everything else roll the other way?
I think it adds 100 storylines, and it makes the advantage, gives you even more of an advantage. Look, the NFL reseeds now. I don't know if everybody truly realizes that they reseed now. It's not like the NCAA tournament where it's, you know, you move in advance no matter what the bracket is. I've often said I wish the NCAA would reseed, but then it would ruin brackets forever, and that's the only thing that people like about the NCAA, apparently.
Yeah.
So in this case, having the team not only get the benefit of a bye and be the only team in your conference to get the benefit of the bye, but also to have that selection of all the teams, probably one or two of which you've played that year, come on. Who would not love, absolutely love that? Can you imagine
that
this year?
Incredible.
Let's say the Browns don't win the division, and Baker gets in, and let's say he had one of those trash-talking wars with one of the teams, and then that team says, you know what, we want the Browns again. Or they don't pick the Browns, and they're ducking them, and you get to say that all offseason. Yeah, you guys ducked us. Like I said, the storylines are incredible.
Because if you think of this way, you go the other way, and you tell yourself, okay, if you played them twice, there's no chance. Say the Browns were in this position. They get to choose their opponent. You play and beat the Steelers twice. The Steelers are in a wild card slot. I'm going to get called every name in the book. There's no way. His example were the Patriots and the Jets. If the Jets were to make the postseason, I do not want to face a team the third time in a row. If I were 2-0, if you were 1-1, maybe. If you're 2-0 against them, not a chance in hell. Not a chance in hell.
Really?
No. No. You know there's something natural. To beat a team twice in the NFL, I know the Browns have been terrible for 20 years up until now. To beat a team twice in the NFL is difficult. To get them 3 times, I think that's, in 1 year, that's impossible. That's absolutely impossible. There's not a chance in hell I'd ever dance with that. That Ravens, Bengals, whoever it might be, if I were 2-0 against any of them,
I guess I gotta
I'll go with a better team in another division before I go after one of those.
I gotta see how
Depends
those
how
games
much better
went
they
down.
Are, but you get what I'm saying.
I have to see how those games went down, why you won those games, how decisively, how much did you hold back in those games? Like, did you know that we have this team, we don't need to pull everything out just for the sake of beating this team, but just the story of it. I mean, come on, can you imagine?
How would you not have to pull everything out against a playoff team?
It all depends.
Not everything out, but I mean, my gosh.
Well, so, what if there's a key injury too?
That's why you won one of those games.
So would you have taken the 12-4 Chargers last year over one of those teams? I mean, the Chargers were a quarter away against the Chiefs from being the number one seed in the AFC. Mm-hmm.
But I would assume
they were
they were the second wild card. There would be a third wild card under this premise. So you
right.
would get to
what
take
if the
one
third
of those
wild card was the Ravens.
Okay.
And now you got to choose between a team that was a quarter away from being the number one seed, and you know they're really good, and they
Judas
have this Hall of Fame quarterback that you tell me about.
Am I 1-1 against the Ravens? Because they were 1-1 against the Ravens.
No, you're 2-0 against them. Because this is what you're saying. You
Damn
aren't
it.
Playing them again. It's what you just said.
God.
Lamar Jackson or Phillip Rivers, who are you playing?
I can't take the 10-6 Colts.
They aren't in there.
Why
this is
they?
Not the scenario that I've given you.
Well, under this scenario,
you would have three teams to pick from.
So
I'm
going from last year. You have the Colts at 10-6. You have the Chargers at 12-4. He went there at last year, so why can't I go to last year? The next best team would have been probably Pittsburgh at 9-6-1, the Steelers at 9-6-1. Okay, so I'm still damned if I do, damned if I don't. I'll take the Colts.
I think Ken would really just end
Wait
up saying...
Wait a minute, no. Well, I was... Oh, no, never mind, because it's under the premise for 2-0. Go ahead.
I think Ken would really just end up saying, bring on the Yankees.
Give me the Patriots.
Boy, I've really done a lot of growing up here over the last couple of years, haven't I? Because before, maybe I would have said, absolutely, you take on the Steelers. You know, I'm going, yeah, Colts at 10-6. That looks pretty good. We have no idea what type of health Andrew Luck is going to be in. Yeah, I'd rather avoid it. I'd rather avoid it at 9-6-1. I don't think I want to play the Steelers. No, you can go ahead. If we meet in the middle somehow naturally at some point in the postseason, then so be it. But you know what? I'm going to make you go through somebody else before you get another shot at us. And you can call me every word in the book if I'm the Browns, because you would get that choice. And it would obviously be a very public one, and the fans would get in it. Oh, how good would that
Can
be?
Can you imagine picking the team and then losing?
And you, oh, God.
Oh,
well,
that
you,
would be that, so good.
That's another one that would put...
It's going to happen eventually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, if they were...
The television that could be involved in it. You have the big announcement on the AFC and NFC side, live NFL Network.
Here we go.
8 p.m., everybody's got to see.
You bring
John
up the box,
Dorsey.
You got the head coaches.
You put, no, it's got to be John Dorsey. Is it John Dorsey or is it the head coach that makes
both
the choice?
Both of them.
Do you do that or do you bring in a guest speaker for this? I mean, this is something.
No, you've got to have, like,
Stone Cold Steve Austin
made for
announcing
TV event.
The Browns pick, you know? I mean, can you, like,
oh,
there's
man.
So many things you can do with this idea.
You pick the Colts and lose.
I know. What if that happened? What would you do? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Eventually, it's going to happen.
You'd
and then,
guys lose their jobs.
Then it's a criticism.
You'd have guys lose their jobs.
It's something
this.
You hold against your front office and the organization going
you,
to the offseason.
Think about it like this, and you might think I'm nuts when I said that. Like, if the Cowboys went back to the playoffs and they were in a position to choose, and Jason Garrett chooses wrong and gets beat in the first round, you lose your job over it. Mm-hmm. They're looking for reasons to fire the guy. That's cause enough. You picked a team that beat us. They go, well, it's under this guise. We're all in this together. They go, nope, we're the owners, and you're the dumbass. You're fired. Goodbye. Go get me Lincoln Riley. That's what they would do.
All
so it's a win-win-win.
All because you couldn't pick the right team.
Oh, what a great idea. 216-578-0092. Up next, we get to it. Aaron Boone got his ass kicked so bad the other night, he wants to change the rules of Major League Baseball. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.